It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Hey everybody, welcome to Trenton Waves. We are back once again. So I get a phone call a couple weeks ago from somebody in city administration. I'm not going to mention any names, male, female, doesn't matter. I get a phone call.
Yes.
They said, hello, is this Sasso? I said, yeah, who's this? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. And this person says to me, you know, this is just some friendly advice. And immediately, you know.
It's whenever you hear that, yeah. It's usually not.
It's not friendly.
And it's not
and
advice.
And it's not advice. It's like an order, right?
Or it's a threat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I need you to start watching who you bring on your show, because some people don't be telling the whole story about things, is what they said.
Right. It's a quote.
That is a direct quote. Because I wrote all this down real quick. So I said, I don't know what you're talking about, you know, so-and-so. Well, just watch who you have on your show from now on. Okay.
I don't think they know what they just did.
They have no idea who they're dealing with.
Well, I just want to explain. When someone says something like that to me, I know what they think the desired effect is going to be. However, when they do that to us, that actually has the exact opposite effect of what they might have intended. Don't you think for 1 minute you telling us what to do will have us shivering in the corner? Because now I'm coming out swinging. So look out, baby, because you dare to tell me what to do and who to have on our show. Oh, no, 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 no.
Right.
You better back off, because you don't know what you just did. I will scream it from the rooftops and I'll tell you what show it was. Can you guess what show it was?
Oh, I know what show it was. Spoiler alert. The Danielle Glito Show.
Right. Someone has a problem with Trent Animals Rock because they're doing good work and they're actually successful. Mm-hmm. Oops. Oh,
listen,
well.
Listen.
Well, well, person. Well. Yes.
Listen, person. I'm being nice. You better lose my phone number. You better lose my phone number. And God forbid you ever get my wife's phone number. Because let me tell you, she's a lot worse than me. I'm the nice one. You don't get to offer me friendly advice. You don't get to offer us any kind of guidance. We didn't ask for it. We're not interested. And like my wife always says, I have two left feet. You know why? Because I don't dance, okay? I'm not dancing to your stupid tune. Don't you ever, ever offer us friendly advice ever again. You are dismissed.
Now I'm more. Oh,
now we're seeking out people.
The more you tell me to be quiet, the louder we'll get.
No idea what you just did.
So you just didn't. Yeah, you should have just stayed quiet, because it would have been a show and it would have been great. And
that's it.
And would have been.
And then it would have been done.
And now I'm like, Trenton Animals Rock must be doing something right.
That's right.
Because they ruffled somebody's feathers.
I always say, if everyone likes you, you're probably doing something wrong.
So it's like, you know, when someone says, "Oh, it's a mandatory meeting." Don't say mandatory to me.
Forget it.
Because now I'm not coming.
Yeah, if you want Christina to be somewhere, don't say mandatory.
Yeah, anything with the word mandate or mandatory, now I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah, I ever get a phone call again, I'm now going to mention your name, and you are not going to have a good day.
Right, right. Don't call again, because then we will say your name on the air.
We're just telling you now, we're going to say your name on the air.
Right.
Okay?
That being said, I do want to say.
What?
We love Mayor Reed.
Absolutely.
Gisiera. So this is,
Mayor Reed,
if you're trying to guess
notch.
Who the person is, it's not the mayor. We love him.
The
we support him. We will vote for him again.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a fantastic job.
Absolutely.
So you can take his name off.
Yeah, take it off your list. And don't start emailing who was it. Who we're not going to answer the question.
We're not going to answer unless this person makes themselves known to us again.
Then we'll say the name.
Then we'll say the name.
That's it.
So just want to let you know, if anybody else out there was thinking of maybe like giving us some friendly advice.
Listen, we're not afraid of getting canceled. We actually try and get canceled. And it always results in more listeners.
Listen, I speak my mind. If you don't like what I have to say, if you don't like what Frank has to say, then don't listen.
Don't listen. Okay? All right. So that's our little message. You got that, goon? We're done. Okay.
Okay. So now
I would like to talk a little bit about the events that transpired in the past few days. Council voted, four of council members voted against the city of Trenton, against the people of Trenton, against the residents of Trenton, against the welfare of Trenton, against the benefit of Trenton. And those council people are Robin Vaughn, Santiago Rodriguez, Sonia Wilkins, and Kathy McBride. So those are the names of the people that supposedly we voted into office, and we can have the power to vote them out. Now, I want to put a question to the people of Trenton and the people of New Jersey, and I have to ask, these council people have been notoriously voting against progress, smart development, great ideas, businesses. They have voted against senior citizens. They have voted against animal welfare. They have voted against many, many good things for the city of Trenton, these four council people. Right. So my question to you is, how did they get elected? Who backed them? Who do you think was giving them funding? Mm. I have a challenge for a real investigative journalist. Not the news media that you see today where they don't check anything out and they just say stuff and then you find out later it wasn't true. Now, I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking to people who have a passion for journalism and a passion for exposing the truth. I would challenge you to investigate, how did these people get elected? And how do they stay and vote the way they vote against the city, against the people, and get reelected? Who's backing them? Who's the man behind the curtain or the woman behind the curtain? And what's the big deal about Trenton Animals Rock? Why are they so against it? What was the problem? It was a city institution that was actually working. If you look at any of the videos of Trenton Animals Rock, you will see people of all colors, all ethnicities, all backgrounds, all different financial groups from all part of the city, all part of the state, all rallying together against this terrible, terrible vote that took place in city council. So here we have a united city, a city united together in support of Trent Animals Rock. How dare you, council people, vote against your constituents? Who's telling you how to vote? Somebody's telling you how to vote. Mm-hmm. So my challenge is to some investigator to find out who's pulling the strings of these puppets.
Right.
Because that's what they are. These are not people who are representing the people and the residents of Trenton. These are people who are voting according to who they're told to vote for or vote on according to somebody's agenda. Mm-hmm. There, I said it. And you know who you are because I know you're listening.
Yep.
Because we got threatened, as we just said, for exposing some truth. People didn't like that.
Nope.
So I'm exposing it again. How dare you? How dare you take this system and twist it for your own devices? I got news for you. You're out of business now because you're getting exposed. I would pack up and I'd leave town if I were you. And you know who you are. And so do we. And we have it. We have it. And you'll never be able to find where we have it.
That's right.
And you'll never know when it'll come out. So watch your back. My advice, friendly advice, quote unquote
friendly
advice.
Yeah, we have friendly advice now. That's right.
Get out of town.
Right.
Greetings from Trenton. We don't need you, and we certainly don't want you.
Right. This is Mission 1540.
Yes.
1540.
So on that note, we're going to give you the emails of these council people, and you can bombard them.
Feel free.
I also want to do a shout out to the council people that were on our side.
Yes.
Because despite what you hear, there are actually good people in city government. And that would be Marge Caldwell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. George Mishal and Joe Harrison.
Right.
Those three, they're gems.
So just imagine what city in this day and age goes from a non-kill shelter to a kill shelter. Really. We're stepping back in time. The city of Trenton wants to go back in time. You want to go back in time with some other stuff too? That's where they're pointing you right now.
So here are those email addresses. Kathy McBride, KMCBRIDE at TrentonNJ.org. Then there's Santiago Rodriguez, S
RODRIGUEZ at TrentonNJ.org. Then there's Robin Yawn. Oh, I'm sorry. Robin Vaughn. RVAUGHN at TrentonNJ.org. And lastly, Sonia Wilkins. SWILKINS at TrentonNJ.org. Mission 1540.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.